Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Thanksgiving week, 2022, 11-22-22, 15 minutes past the hour, 28 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. And we have to start the morning this morning on a very, very sad note. I'm sure everybody knows about it by now. It's been on the Columbus television stations, and it's on our news report this morning, thanks to Adam and a whole lot of other places. But overnight, just a horrible, horrible situation. I'm only going to read a little bit of this because it's on the news report here. But troopers from the Marion Patrol Post are investigating a double fatal car crash. Troopers received the call at 9:33 p.m. on November 21st of a vehicle crashed in a pond on Whetstone River Road and Roberts Road in Clarendon Township, Marion County. A 2009 Honda Odyssey was driven by Cassandra Barista, age 30, of Caledonia. Miss Barista traveled southbound on Whetstone River Road and went through the intersection of Roberts Road without stopping. She continued off the left side of the road, where her vehicle struck a small tree and an embankment, and the vehicle went airborne and landed on the bank of a pond and then rolled into the pond. Miss Batista and her four children, ages 9, 7, 4, and 2, were trapped in the water-filled vehicle. And they were, obviously, troopers came and removed them and tried life-saving efforts. Her children were taken along with the mother to Marion General Hospital. The two-year-old was pronounced deceased at Marion General Hospital, and the four-year-old was pronounced deceased at Nationwide Children's Hospital. The other three occupants are all currently in critical condition. All occupants had their seat belts on, and the two were in booster seats. And the crash remains under investigation. Just a horrible, horrible event here on Thanksgiving week. Just not that that would be a good story any time of the year, but just a horrible, horrible story. Awful, awful. Has anybody seen any reports of this morning on the television news or anywhere else? Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A 30-year-old mother with her children and ends up in this pond. And it's just horrible, horrible time of the year, a horrible, horrible story. And it's being reported everywhere. And, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate. I mean, there are pictures of it all over the place. I'm looking at one on 10 TV right now, and it's just completely unbelievable. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, God, I hate to hear that, Scott, because riding around, I've never seen so many ponds, even a swimming pool. I don't know if it's a two-season. They are supposed to be fenced in. You go out Lucas Road, there's a great big pond, not just a few feet from the road. And if it's icy, a school bus or a car would fly into that. I don't get it why these ponds don't have to be fenced in. Because if a neighbor kid gets in your yard and drowns in your pool, you're going to get sued.
Yeah, it's just horrible. And this one's out there on Whetstone and Roberts Road. And it's just... It's horrible. It looks like she, from what I'm reading here, and we just got this early this morning, was that she went through the intersection without stopping, and she continued off the left side of the road, and her vehicle struck a tree and then hit an embankment and then went airborne and landed in the pond and then rolled into the pond, which, I mean, couldn't be worse circumstances that you would hit a tree and then end up on the embankment and then slide into the embankment. I mean, it's just awful.
I know it. Running around Marion County, there are so many ponds, but out by Lucas Road, that one's a long one. And it's not, and, you know, buses, they kind of go fast. And if it's icy and something just, you know, a car, and they start sliding and go, it's not too far from the road. And those need to be fenced in. And anything too, I thought, because we ride around and there's a bunch of people have those swimming pools. And I know they have like a, they have them kind of high. But I know neighbors out where my house is, they have a lock on it. But they are kind of fenced at the top because they're built up. But when you have something like that, years ago, I thought everything like that had to be fenced in because if a kid or somebody wanders off and drowns in it, you're going to be sued. You'll lose everything. So.
Well, it's just, it's a horrible story here. I mean, the mother and the other two children are all in critical condition. The two-year-old and I believe the four-year-old have already both died. It's, and I don't know what happened.
Could anybody try to get them out? Or that late at night, it's dark, and unless you could call somebody, that's what I said, but the time help in those seats, I mean.
Well, it sounds to me like people heard it, because what it said is deputies, troopers, fire personnel, and bystanders assisted with removing the five victims trapped inside the vehicle. So I'm guessing that people probably heard the crash because bystanders were there, along with fire personnel, troopers, and deputies trying to get them out of the car. But I mean, I don't know what condition they were when they went into the pond, but I'm sure that did not help things.
No, and then, like, out on Lucas Road, it's just level, and you could slide into it. You're not going to hit anything. I don't know if there's even a tree or two there. Nobody, if it's dark, or nobody would know you're even in that pond, and I'm pretty sure it's pretty deep. So I don't know if they have, like, boats, like, on it or what, but those things, I don't know if there is a lot, but they need to be fenced in, the swimming pools and those ponds.
Well, the pictures I'm seeing this morning, the car has quite a bit of damage to the front of it. I really can't see the rest of it the way they've taken these pictures, but the front of the car has some serious damage. But like I say, going into the pond, and I think even the police report says they were all submerged in the water, which is, I want to make sure I got that right here, because like I say, I'm just getting this morning. But it says it rolled into the pond. And I hope I'm getting her, I'm not sure if it's Barista, Bautista is her name. And her four children, ages 9, 7, 4, and 2, were trapped in the water-filled vehicle. Which is...
Yeah, I thought there were only three kids, but no, that just makes you sick. I mean, and for it to roll and do all that, it sounds like, what's the River Road? Some of that's hurting. It sounds like maybe she was going, I don't know if it'd be split, a little bit fast, because when I'm out, when it starts getting dark, there's deer out in these areas. You know, if it's 55, I go down to like 45, or, you know, you kind of know when you're right around where they kind of are. You just kind of go really slow, but...
Well, it's interesting. Friday night, I was going down 309. I was going down 309 over to Caledonia, and the deer were out that night. And it was Friday night, like 7 o'clock. It wasn't even all that late, and deer were running around out there. Now, what this said is she was going southbound on Whetstone River Road. She went through the intersection at Roberts Road without stopping. So that happened. And then she continued off the left side of the road. So I don't know if it was dark. It is dark out there, and she didn't see the curve. I don't know. But then that's when she hit the tree and an embankment. And then the vehicle went airborne and landed on the bank of the pond and then rolled into the pond.
Now, did she run like a stop sign or just traveling?
It doesn't say, and you know what? I cannot think, maybe somebody can, if there is a stop sign there. I know there are some stop signs out there on that road, but I can't remember if there's one at Roberts Road or not.
You really have to watch, because like 98 and Lynn Hipshire, I mean, you kind of have to know the area. Because, you know, unless you see the cars like 98 flying and stuff, you know, you really, even at the daytime, I have to really watch it. I've been out in that area a lot and things. But no, with Stone River Road, a lot of that is, you know, is curvy, you know, and stuff. Not all of it, but, and things. Gosh, I hate to hear that. I mean, every time I go to Lucas Road, I keep saying that they need to be done with this pond. I have a very feeling about that pond, you know. They need to put that thing in, because a school bus, and if it would start sliding, and, you know, by the time you try to get it under control, where it can roll over, be in that pond in no time, and all these kids, I just can't see people having these ponds in, like, swimming things. Our neighbor has, out on Lynn Hipshire, they have a great big in-ground pool, and it's fenced in, you know, completely. It's always been fenced in, because if one of the kids that go over there and drown, you know, well, people's going to see you and stuff. But no, anytime anybody, when it's dangerous, you never think it'll happen. And
this to happen at night and for it to just roll into the pond after it hit the embankment, I mean, the timing that this crash, the way it happened, must have just been horrible. And thank God somebody heard it. Because obviously somebody called the police and fire, thank goodness. And
if somebody wasn't home of a day and didn't hear it and she couldn't get him out, that's what I said. It's lucky that somebody did hear it, you know. If it hit the tree, maybe that's what they heard, the crash or something. But sometimes, you know, if nobody's at those houses, they're working or gone, they don't hear it well. No, that just makes me sick.
And it's just, I'm getting word here from Adam. It's Bautista, he thinks. Maybe it is. I don't know how you pronounce her name, but it's just a 30-year-old girl, four kids, you know, all under the age of 15, and two gone now, ages 2 and 4, and the other two in critical condition. She's in critical condition. It's just sad. And I hate, you know, I hate that there are pictures of this, because I'm sure this girl's got family. Her parents could still be alive. I'm not sure if she has a husband or not. It's hard to see those pictures if you're involved in that family. And you know, we report this.
They're in the paper, or it'll be in tomorrow.
Yeah, probably not today's paper. But, yeah, the Marion Star is running a picture. But the Columbus media apparently came down to cover this one as well. Because I see WBNS has a picture, so it's being covered all over today, and it's just to see that car, you know, being pulled out of the water, awful, awful. To know what happened there.
Yeah, because when I ride around and I see the water, that's the first thing I think. You know, what if a car goes in there? Because and stuff. Because I can't swim. A lot of people. If you can't swim and you can't get out, well, you know.
Well, it sounds in this situation like they were seat belted in, and I'm sure once they hit that tree, that they probably
were not silly.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine that was probably a problem there, and I can't. You know, I don't know if they were conscious going into that water. I just can't.
I know it. And drowning, I mean, that's what I said. I thought there was, years ago, there was a law in Ohio, any water, I don't know if it was maybe 2 feet or certain, it had to be fenced in. But when you ride around, and you ride not only in Marion, you ride around, so many people have those, like, ponds in front of their houses, and they're kind of deep, you know, and stuff. But when you're riding around Marion, just kind of look when you're riding around, because you see a lot of them.
I'm sure somebody's going to do so, but, you know, it's too late at this point. And I don't know. Apparently, the two other children and the mother are still in critical condition, and with the 2-year-old and 4-year-old gone, you know, we don't know if the mother...
Did she get out?
I don't think any of them got out. I think the people there got them out.
Yeah, because when you hit something probably that hard and roll and stuff, she's probably knocked almost out. You know, the kids probably are too, and even in seatbelts, you know, from the force of it. Yes, I hate to hear that. I just heard you say that and stuff. So I'll get off here. And,
hey, well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I don't know if there is a stop sign there at Roberts Road and Whetstone. I don't travel that very often. I've been on it. I'm not sure if there is a stop sign. I don't know. All I know is if you're going down that road at night and it's dark, you know, it would be easy, especially if you're not familiar with the area. Although she lived in Caledonia, it says. I don't know. You know, you hate to speculate in a case like this, and I don't want to speculate. So I'm not going to speculate. All I know is two kids under the age of five are gone. You've got the rest of the family, the mother and the other two children, in critical condition. We can only pray for their health, that they pull through. But what a horrifying experience that must have been. Not that everything is not horrifying when you have a crash and people die, but to go into the water like that, it just is an awful story to hear about. Horrible, horrible. And to hear that they were submerged. I just wish people would not run pictures. I really wish they wouldn't do that. I understand we're in the news business, and I understand we have to report it. But I wish they wouldn't run pictures like that so quick. That I don't like it. I know they have to do it. It's not the reporter's fault. I just don't like that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. And it's a sad thought. I'll tell you that. Here Thanksgiving week. You know, we're having a lot of fun with the fruitcake toss and the pumpkin pie pizza tomorrow, and we will have fun, and we'll all celebrate on Thanksgiving. But it's just a horrible story to have here on Tuesday. And not that it wouldn't be a horrible story to have any time of the year, but here during the holidays, you know, 30 years old. I just think about that. 30 years old, and you got your four kids, and it's awful. You know, I'm not being very articulate in this morning, but just heard about it couple hours ago, and it's just awful. 740-751-4038. But the only question I really have in this whole matter, because I don't remember, it doesn't say went through a stop sign. It just says went through the intersection of Roberts Road without stopping on Whetstone River Road. So I don't know if there's a stop sign there or not. In the police report, it does not say there was a stop sign. So I don't know. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I tell you what we're going to do here. Yesterday was a busy news day in general. I mean, yesterday, we still have this, what's his name? To find the name here really quick. I'll tell you, the names are interesting this morning. Marquise Deshaun Adams, they're still looking for him. They've been looking for him for quite some while now. They've raised the reward from $2,500 to $5,000. The U.S. Marshals have to get him back for his whole mess, gunshots, and I believe a murder here too. The victim's name is still being withheld. That whole situation has been going on. That reward yesterday went up to $5,000. And then we had the school bus incident yesterday, which was, you know, not good. A minor injury school bus crash that occurred on November 21st at approximately 2:52 p.m. on State Route 95, east of State Route 98 in Clarendon Township, The crash involved a River Valley 2007 International School bus driven by Pamela Graham, age 66, of Waldo, and a 2002 Acura TL driven by Carrie Daly, age 33, of Caledonia. Miss Graham was traveling off the east, traveling eastbound on State Route 95. Miss Daly was traveling eastbound on State Route 95, turning left into the private drive when she was struck from behind by the school bus. Miss Daly and her juvenile passenger were taken to Marion General Hospital and by First Consolidated, and one juvenile passenger from the bus was transported by Marion Township Fire and EMS to Marion General with minor injuries. There were 16 students traveling on the bus at the time of the crash. Representatives from River Valley were also on the scene. So that happened yesterday afternoon as well. So just a sad day for news, to say the least. All right, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything they would like to add to what we're talking about here this morning? Very, very, very sad news on this Tuesday morning, week of Thanksgiving, 2022. 740-751-4038. You never know. You never know what position life will take you, as I guess what we've learned in this situation. Well, back to the news of the morning here. You know, I do want to say again, over the weekend, I ran into Pastor Craig, who used to do a show on this station, had a very nice interaction with him. Says he still listens to the show, so I hope he's out there listening this morning. Ran into John Heimlich, who his wife Carolyn is recuperating, and we wish her a speedy recovery, and I hope John is out there listening. Ran into Trish. We had Trish was calling in yesterday with the family feud, so I'm glad she's out there listening to us, among everybody else who is out there listening to us each and every morning. We thank everybody who listens to this station. Fruitcake Toss coming up on December 15th at 7 p.m. Lots of people entered in this. Sarah and Judy Cressup and Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Ralph Thacker, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie Evers, myself, Terry Tackett, Adam, Sean Kraft, Sheriff Bales, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, Lieutenant Brown from the police force, Fire Chief Chuck Dean, James Anderson, Ted Jolla, former Mayor Jack Kellogg, Dr. Davis, Jeannie Evers, all kinds of people entered. And if you'd like to enter anybody or have any information on that, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, tomorrow is the day for the big turkey, pumpkin, no, not turkey, excuse me, pizza pumpkin pie. Pizza pumpkin pie tomorrow. Now, at this point, I know I will be in the studio. I know that Bob Welsh from Columbus will be in the studio. I know that I'm pretty sure George Kasotis will be there tomorrow. Linda Sims will be there tomorrow. And possibly our special guest. So it'll be worth tuning into to hear our Thanksgiving program tomorrow from the studio, emanating from the studio, starting at 8:15 and going through noon. George Kasotis will sign his pizza crust. That will put him one step closer into being in the upper crust society here in Marion. And we'll try this pumpkin pie pizza, which should be very interesting on all levels. So tune in for that tomorrow morning. I did learn yesterday that Marion Manor Nursing Home is shutting down. We had had reports that it was shutting down, but we did not know why, and we did not know if it was definitely shutting down. I did see a post yesterday that it definitely is shutting down. I think it's been in operation for 55 years is what I saw. Sad to hear about that, but I guess that's the way times go. Does anybody have any more information on the Marion Manor Nursing Home shutting down? Or the other stories that we've had as far as business goes. The Busy Bee convenience store opening up where Certified was, is on Main Street. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just driving. I'm heading to Findlay to work today.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, just a blast. No, that's terrible news. I just wanted to call and say that it's a four-way stop both ways on that intersection.
So she would have had to have gone through the stop sign.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, Roberts Road, you have to stop going east and west, and Whetstone River Road, you have to stop going north and south.
Now, I can't remember. If you go through that four-way stop, is there a curve right there? Is that what possible?
Yep. Yep, there's a curve right there where if you ran that, you would go off to the left. And I can't remember the people's names that live right there, but Parcell Farm is on the other corner. But yeah, I'll get some more information. My wife works for Clarendon Township, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I appreciate that. It's, you know, all these stories, crash stories, are always awful. But when you think about this one, going into the water like that, and I don't even want to say luck here, but God, the timing, just awful, awful that you would end up in the water like
that.
Yeah,
it really is. You know, this is the week everybody wants to get home to their families. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, hey, I thank you for the information, and be safe going to Findlay, and anytime you have any information, just give us a buzz.
All right, have a good one, Scott.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Well, there we are, on our way to Findlay this morning with our friend there, Ryan. You know, and that's how we get information here. It's just, I cannot even imagine how awful that story is. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you have any information on the Marion Manor Nursing Home shutting down, the Busy Bee convenience store opening up where Certified was there on Main Street? Let's see. What else have we talked about? Oh, Charlie's Philly cheesesteak there on Mount Vernon Avenue. Of course, the Del Taco trying to be sold for $3 million. It's an interesting time here in Marion, to be sure. You know, there was a little bit of a tragedy in New York regarding the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which will be Thursday morning. A fire broke out in New Jersey on Monday, destroying trailers meant to be used for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. According to ABC 7 New York, the groundskeeper for Royal Buses Incorporated in New Jersey arrived at the site at 6 a.m. on November 21st to find the fire. The flames quickly spread to seven buses and around the parking area before firefighters were able to extinguish the fire. The cause of the fire is currently under investigation. The groundskeeper was not injured as a result. The parent company, On Time Elite, reportedly provides buses and trailers for special events, including the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, as well as film shoots. The buses that were burned were reportedly worth $670,000 each. But the parade will go on, as they say. So that's an interesting story as well here this morning. I think my turkey is progressing good for the big Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday. It's in the refrigerator, and I was looking at the times, how long you're supposed to thaw out a turkey, and I'm right on track with this one. I think it's 4 days for the size turkey I have, so putting it in on Sunday was the right thing to do. Is everybody getting their turkey thawed out and doing what they need to do? I believe today is the last day for a lot of schools. Also today, I believe, the last day for a lot of city and county offices. So everybody's getting ready for the big holiday weekend. Now, we'll be here tomorrow, as I say, emanating live from the studio, and we'll be on Friday morning, but we will not be on Thanksgiving Thursday morning. That's one of the days we do take off every year. So that is how that goes. 740-751-4038. anybody have anything on their mind this morning they would like to talk about. 740-751-4038. Now, I'll tell you, I did get a postcard in the mail yesterday. I thought this was kind of interesting. I imagine a lot of people got it. But it's a postcard with a mail truck on the front of it, parked in front of a house. And it says, from Snowflake, Arizona to Rudolph, Wisconsin, we're delivering everything you need to get holiday ready. And that's what it says, to get holiday ready. United States Postal Service delivering for America. And then you open it up. You have to plop open the little postcard here. Shop, ship, and more with this holiday with USPS. And it talks about holiday stamps, ship from home, send on time, see what's coming on your phone, get the game that's sure to entertain, the Great American Mail Race. Now, apparently, the deadlines, the recommended ship-by dates, December 17th for first-class mail, December 19th for priority mail, and December 23rd for priority mail express service. So those are the dates to get your packages out if you send them somewhere for the Christmas holiday. On the 17th, first-class mail service, December 17th. December 19th, priority mail service. December 23rd, priority mail express. So that's how that one all trickles down. All right, 46 minutes past the hour. Anything on anybody else's mind here this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything going on in your neck of the woods? Are you getting ready for the big Thanksgiving holiday? Do you have everything ready? You know, I was in Meijer last night, and they were not incredibly busy. Now, I didn't go in there till after 7 o'clock, but it wasn't incredibly busy, which was kind of nice. You know, stores, grocery stores, especially this time of year, tend to get packed during the big holiday. You know, I'm excited for tomorrow, to be honest, to get Bob Welsh. I have not seen Bob in quite a while. Get him in the studio with this pumpkin pie pizza. Boy, I hope we have beverages tomorrow eating this pumpkin pie pizza, so we'll have Bob Welsh in studio. Now, we all know what my favorite beverage is, large diet soda from McDonald's, but who knows how long that'll last tomorrow. Should be a fun morning, and it'll be good to see George Kasotis with his, he's supposed to wear his tuxedo tomorrow. I don't know, getting up at 7 o'clock to put your tuxedo on might be a trip tomorrow morning. And then we'll have Linda Sims in studio and our mystery guest, which that could be a lot of fun because this person might be going into the Upper Crust Society. I wonder if Bob is ready for tomorrow. And then I believe we go out to Mary Ellen's after the show tomorrow and get her to sign her pizza crust. So I'll get to say Happy Thanksgiving to her and see how she's doing. And I'll be able to report back to you. Hopefully she's doing well. Have not seen her for a couple weeks. 740-751-4038. Now, I heard a story yesterday. And I don't know. I'm going to throw this story out there to you guys. And you tell me what you think. Apparently, there was this grandmother who died. Now, I don't know when the grandmother died. Could have been years ago. Don't really know. But there was this grandmother who died. And one of the granddaughters got the cake recipe. Apparently, this grandmother made a really good cake. So the granddaughter gets the cake recipe, and she opens up a shop and sells the cake and is making money at it. Well, another granddaughter decides, after she sees the other granddaughter making money off this cake recipe, that she wants the cake recipe. And she feels she's entitled to it because of the being a granddaughter of this grandmother. Well, the other lady who's making the cake says, I'm not giving you the recipe because it's obviously helping with my business. Now, apparently, she did tell the woman that she could sell soup in her shop, so maybe the other granddaughter makes soup. But do you think that the woman is entitled to the grandmother's cake recipe? See, I don't know, because, you know, how did the first daughter get it anyway? Or granddaughter? Maybe she went and saw grandma when she was ill. Or she asked for it when grandma died. I don't know why the other lady waited so long to ask for the cake recipe. Now, is it jealousy? Because she wants to see, now that she sees there's money being made off grandma's cake, she wants to get in on that? I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion? You know, we have a lot of secret recipes in our society. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you make of grandma's cake recipe? And are there recipes, you know, this is a good conversation during Thanksgiving week. Are there recipes in your family that you keep hidden that you would not give to anybody? You know, I know some people are very serious about that. So the question is, should the granddaughter who has the cake recipe give it to the other granddaughter? You know, you would think if she really wanted the cake recipe, she would have asked grandma when grandma was alive. Apparently, one granddaughter had the sense to do that. Now, I think it's nice of the one granddaughter to tell the other granddaughter that she can sell soup in her shop. I don't know. What do you think? Are there recipes in your family that you keep a secret? Keep hidden from all others? Or do you give them to other people? I don't know anymore. It's a different society now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Should the granddaughter give up the cake recipe? I wonder what in the world is in this cake. It's certainly got to be better than fruitcake. I don't think it's a fruitcake recipe. 740-751-4038. Any ideas on what this woman should do? You know, I like going to the audience because I think we have a very smart audience out there. So if grandma gave you a cake recipe, and grandmother is no longer with us, should you pass that recipe down or over, I guess it would be, to the other granddaughter who did not get the recipe? What a funny situation. And do any of you have secret recipes out there that you deal in, especially this time of year with the Gobble Gobble Turkey holiday coming up in less than 48 hours? You know, I got invited to another Thanksgiving this year. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it because cooking the turkey is a big project, but you never know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think? Should you give up the old family secret recipe? I'll tell you what nobody's giving up here in Marion is the status of the Harding dog collar. My goodness gracious, we've got that $5,000 reward up until December 31st. If anybody has any information on Harding's dog collar, you've got a little over a month now to claim that thing or return that thing and claim that $5,000 reward. You know, $5,000 is a nice chunk of change. When you think of it. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's going on in your neck of the woods this morning, as they say? Let's see. Anything else? Well, I don't know. You know, I hope the Busy Bee convenience store opens up soon enough. Where Certified was. Hopefully Del Taco gets a buyer one day for $3 million+. I'd like to see Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks open up and be a good place for people of Marion to eat. And it's a shame that the Marion Manor Nursing Home is closing down. Has anybody heard any rumors or anything as to why that's happening? And again, we understand that these are just rumors, but you know, a lot of things that start out as rumors end up being true. And I believe a lot of Christmas events are taking place in downtown Marion this weekend. That'll be nice for the kids after the big Thanksgiving holiday. When do you put your Christmas tree up? You know, we had the Y-Men on yesterday and had a lot of fun with that. You know, they start selling their Christmas trees on Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. here in Marion. Real Christmas trees. Now, I learned yesterday that somebody is allergic to real Christmas trees. Now, have you ever in your life heard of anybody being allergic to real Christmas trees? I never heard of such a thing. I think it's interesting. It's a shame. But I wonder if that's just one of those people who is prone to allergies. You know, have you ever noticed that some people just are allergic to everything? And nothing wrong with that. It's just some people have those allergies. But I, if you were allergic to Christmas trees, wouldn't that make the month of December very difficult for you? Because what if you went to a party at somebody's house and they had a real Christmas tree? Or what if you went to a store that had a real Christmas tree? What do you do? I don't know what you would do in that situation. Has anybody heard what you would do? Have you heard on the streets what you would do if you were allergic to real Christmas trees? Remember, the Y-Men only have 350 Christmas trees, so you better get over there and get your Christmas tree while supplies last, as they say. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time, 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. And again, started off the morning talking about the horrible story that's on all the news reports this morning about the incident that happened over... let's take the phone call and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
You can only hold your breath.
While you're at the party the entire time?
Yeah.
That might damage some brain cells. Have you ever heard of somebody being allergic?
Some of us are already so too far gone to care.
I don't know. Can you imagine being allergic? I mean, that everywhere you go at this time of the year, you would have to be a little nervous.
Really? And I already made up my mind. I'm getting a real tree this year. I love real trees, and I haven't had one in so long I don't even remember. So I've already been pricing them. I got had a heart attack. They have some that were over $100 at one store I went to.
Is that right?
Yes. I mean, they were the bigger, more high-end. My ceiling's not even probably that high to accommodate one. But, yeah, the creme de la creme of Christmas trees, they were well over $100.
Now, so you're going to go over and see the Y-Men on Friday?
How much are theirs?
Well, since I've got nothing else to do here, let me get the pricing information out for the Y-Men. You know I kept that. Now, where the heck is it? What do you make of the, what else were we talking about? Well, the fruitcake toss is shaping right up, is it not?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Ah, here it is, right under the piece of paper I was looking at. The price, a small tree, which is like a table topper, is $25, medium tree, $45, thick tree, $50, and a big, tall 8-footer, $70. And
well, that's definitely more geared towards my price.
Well, and it goes to a nice cause here in Marion. Now, they only have 350 trees altogether. They're on the corner of Reed and Church Street, and they are open Black Friday, 12 to 7. And then Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 7. And then after that, weekdays, 4 to 7. Weekends, 12 to 7. But they sell out really, really quick.
The funnest I ever had was when me and the kids, when they were little, we went one year and cut one down at like a Christmas tree farm over in Cardington. That was fun. That was really fun.
You know, just for the record, in the last minute we have here before the break, I'm getting word that the person who is allergic apparently is out there listening this morning. And they said your eyes itch and water, and your throat gets real itchy too. So you take a Benadryl and you deal with it. Now, I have had Benadryl, and it makes you very tired. So this person must just pass out at people's houses for Christmas parties.
They probably don't appreciate our insensitivity to their plight, Scott.
No, I'm very worried about them. I don't want them to have an allergy-filled holiday season.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
We're going to break. Thanks for calling.
Doodle.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest. And you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.